the story, I believe I was saying about it. I want to say, though, that Pretty Boy did get shot down, like all outlaws, and his character gets shot down some way or another by one of their own men or by one of the Judases in the deal. One of the dirty little cowards in the Jesse James songs. Pretty Boy got his, and he's laying in his grave right today, but I want to venture to say, without stretching the truth, that Pretty Boy Floyd is sung about on more lips and more mouths and thought better of in more hearts. He's all around more popular than any governor that Oklahoma ever had. Come and gather around me, children, Floyd the outlaw. Oklahoma knew him well. It was in Shawnee, Oklahoma, on a Saturday afternoon, his wife beside him in his wagon. Deputy sheriff reproached him in a manner rather rude, using vulgar words of anger, and his wife, she overheard. Now, Pretty Boy grabbed a log chain, and the deputy grabbed his gun. Deputy down. Then he took to the trees and timber along the river shore, hiding on the river bottom, and he never come back no more. Yes, he took to the trees and timber to live a life of shame. Every crime in Oklahoma was added to his name. But there's a many a starving farmer, the same old story told, how this outlaw paid their mortgage and he saved their little home. Others tell you about a stranger that comes to beg a meal. Underneath his napkin left $1,000 bill. It was in Oklahoma City. It was on a Christmas day. There was a whole carload of groceries come with a note to say, well, you say that I'm an outlaw, you say that I'm a thief. Here's a Christmas dinner for the families on relief. Yes, it's through this world I've hoboed. I've seen lots of funny men. Some will rob you with a 6-gun, some with a fountain pen. But it's through your life you ramble. Yes, it's by the family from their home.
Woody, do the folks still tell stories about Jesse James out in your country?
Yeah. Talk about him almost like he's one of the family.
You heard about him all your life?
All my life. About Jesse James, why this feller's down in that country that... Because Jesse has talked about so much and he's liked so good down in there that there's about 10 or 15 guys in every town that claims to be him and they got the bullet holes to show it. I remember one old feller down there that lived in Okemah for years. He's claimed to be Jesse James and he had a big long beard and nobody knew how old he was. But they had to throw him in jail about once every 6 months and turn the local fire hose on him in order to give him a bath. And when they stripped him off, he had the identical bullet holes that the real Jesse Dane James was supposed to have, but there was a lot of other guys around there too, and they all had so many bullet holes in them that they couldn't decide on a pattern. So Jesse is done gone, but he's still with us. Still